the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
There. Comfortable?
Not complaining.
Yeah, you will. In a few minutes, you'll be screaming from the pain of the position you're in. Now, don't leave. Guard, securely lock the door. Keep a special watch. The magistrate charged the officer, and he charged me with the security of these two criminals. Good night now. You'll get something to eat next week. Hey, lock this outer door securely, guard.
Oh, that jailer is tough when he wants to be.
No, he ain't so tough. All talk, that's what he is, just talk.
He treated those two new prisoners pretty roughly.
Ah, he didn't. He probably didn't even put the fetters on their legs.
He did, you heard him.
But I don't hear the two prisoners. If the jailer actually put those wooden fetters on their legs, you'd have heard them groaning and screaming and yelling with pain long before this.
You should know, you've been in there. First thing I heard from you was cursing and swearing.
Well, it's a terribly painful position in those fetters.
And why don't we hear something from those two?
We will. Oh, wish it were light enough to see. I'd like to know what they're doing and why they don't yell and curse and swear.
Well, Silas, here we are in a dungeon. We've been scourged. I'm happy that we have found
worthy they're talking.
To
Let's listen.
Suffer shame and pain for his sake. I'm cheered, actually cheered, by a deep love for the cause of Jesus.
Did you hear
I
that?
Feel the same
cheered.
Way about it.
Mm. Pain, even death, has no frightening effect for me. Only joy that I can suffer just a little of what Jesus suffered
they
for me.
He must be crazy talking
yes,
like that.
Silas, my heart aches when I think that I once persecuted the disciples of Jesus.
Why don't we pray and thank God for this wonderful experience?
Wonderful experience? My hearing must have gone bad.
Father of Jesus, our Father and our God, We thank thee for thy providence that permits us to testify for thy son in places like this.
It's the craziest thing I ever heard.
The strength to endure torture and shame for the sake of thy son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. These men do not know of thee, O God. So help us to conduct ourselves as Jesus himself did in like circumstances.
I just don't believe what I'm hearing.
Help us to bring glory upon thee and thy son, our Redeemer. Continue to help us let our light shine in these dark.
Well, I think we did the city a big favor today in handling that gang of men the way we did. We certainly do not want that sort of people in Philippi.
What sort of people are they?
Greetings, Your Honors. Beautiful evening, is it not?
Greetings, damsel. I've seen you before, but I... Oh, now I know. You're the slave girl who tells fortunes. You look different somehow, but you are a she, aren't you?
Yes, Your Honor. Only I do not tell fortunes anymore.
You don't? Well, now that you don't, will you tell me how you did it?
Surely, Your Honor. I was possessed by an evil spirit who acted as my guide and gave me the information the customer sought.
Oh.
But I am no longer possessed with that evil spirit.
Well, that's why you look different. You used to give the city a lot of trouble. Now you have a look of peace and, peace and happiness.
I am happy. And Paul did it in the name of Jesus.
Paul and Silas.
Yes, sir. They're the ones who told the evil spirit to get out of me, and he obeyed, too. He got out.
Is he, Paul, is he the leader of a gang?
Gang, Your Honor, no. Paul and Silas and the others are preachers. They preach kindness, consideration, sympathy for others. The main course of action for all to follow, according to them, is do unto others as you would have them do to you.
Do unto others as you would have them do to you. That's about the best rule of action I've ever heard. Are you sure Paul and his gang, I mean Paul and his associates, preach this sort of thing?
I'm sure, sir. I've heard them, and I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and have joined their church.
Ah, they're here to start a new church.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, thanks for talking to us. You've given us some valuable information. Farewell.
So, O God, again we thank thee for permitting us to suffer as Jesus suffered. Bless these who charged us before the magistrates. They knew not what they were doing, so forgive them, and open their ears to the truth of salvation. In the name of our precious and beloved Lord and Savior Jesus, we have asked these things. Amen.
They seem to enjoy suffering.
Yeah, well, you know what I think? I think there's some new sort of preachers.
Well, but preachers suffer pain the same as anybody else.
I don't understand it.
Neither do I. Neither do any of the prisoners. They're all astonished and mystified at such talk and action from anyone locked in these wooden stocks. When they came in, I saw their swollen and bleeding wounds.
I'm thrilled that Jesus of Nazareth loves
us. Let's listen.
Send angels to be with us in this dismal dungeon.
It is comforting and wonderful.
Someone's in there with
them. Are right here with us. I know they long to help us, to get us out. That we must suffer for the sake of Jesus and his gospel of salvation.
I just pinched myself so I know I'm awake.
It's real, all right. Though I don't believe it.
I guess they're trying to sleep. So I think I shall, too. Now, don't go anywhere, all of you.
That keeper of the jail thinks he's funny. Ha, ha, ha,
ha.
I shall sing of thy mercies, O Lord.
And now they're singing.
And shall praise thy wonders.
I don't believe it.
O Lord God of hosts, we rejoice in thy name.
Thou hast a mighty arm.
Strong is thy hand.
High is thy right hand.
Justice and mercy are the habitation of thy throne.
The Lord is our defense.
The Holy One is our King.
Blessed are they who walk in the light of thy countenance.
They shall rejoice all the day. By thy righteousness shall they be exalted.
An earthquake!
continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to add these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
If you're on your way to heaven, clap your hands. If your sins are all forgiven, clap your hands. Point to heaven in the sky, then shake hands with one nearby. If the Lord can satisfy, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. If you're glad that you're a Christian, clap your hands. If you're on your way to heaven, clap your hands. If your sins are all forgiven, clap your hands. Point to heaven in the sky, then shake hands with one nearby. If the Lord can satisfy, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. If you're glad that you're a Christian, clap your hands.
This is Kim with my daily diary for health class, reporting what I did today to keep myself healthy. Today I ate an apple. Yes, yes, I know. Eating an apple each day doesn't make you healthy. But when I ate that apple, I didn't eat something that would make me unhealthy. I didn't eat candy. I didn't eat something with a lot of fat in it, like a piece of meat or foods made with a bunch of butter or oil. I didn't eat refined foods like white rice or white flour that don't have anything healing in them. So eating an apple is only part of the picture. What I didn't eat is just as important. I also ate a lot of fruits and vegetables. These foods have a ton of healing stuff in them, like vitamins, nutrients, and complex carbohydrates. I learned in class that complex carbohydrates, which are found in whole plant foods, are a lot healthier than simple carbohydrates, like those found in refined foods. So I eat mostly whole foods, like fruits and vegetables, not refined foods that come in cans or packages. How does this make me healthy? Well, many of my friends are kind of fat. Okay, they're very fat. Fat isn't healthy. But because I eat mostly whole foods, I'm not fat. Because I'm not giving my body anything to turn into fat, like all those calories or fatty foods. My body has the foods it needs to stay healthy and nothing more. So, when you see me eating an apple, don't just say, "Hey, Kim is eating an apple." Instead say, "Hey, look, Kim isn't eating sugary candies or foods with a lot of fat in them." See what I mean?
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Bam, bam, bam came a backyard noise. Willie ran outside. His big brother Peter was marching with a toy drum. Bam, bam, bam. "Can I be in the band?" asked Willie. "No," said Peter, "you're not big enough. Besides, you don't have an instrument." Out came Daniel from next door blowing an old horn. Peter came first with a bam, bam, bam. Daniel followed with a tarara, tarara, and bam, bam, bam. And Willie wanted to be in the band. Willie ran to the porch. He looked in his toy box. He pulled out a cardboard tube and blew into it. Toot, toot, toot. Willie went to join the band. But Peter said, "You can't play a cardboard tube in our band. Besides, you're not big enough to play in our band." Willie went back to the toy box. He pulled out his teddy bear. He put the tube in the teddy bear's hands. Then Sarah came to play. Ping, went her xylophone. Ping, 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 ta-ra-ra. Bam, bam, bam. And Willie wanted to be in the band. Willie pulled a little guitar out of his toy box. Thring, thring, thring. He went to join the band. But Peter said, "We don't want a guitar in our marching band." Willie went back to his toy box. He took out his clown doll. He put the guitar in the clown's lap. Ting-a-ling-a-ling! Molly came playing her triangle. She came to march behind Sarah. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling. Ping, 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 ta-ra-ra. Bam, bam, bam. And Willie wanted to be in the band. Willie dug into his toy box. He pulled out an old broken flute. Fft, fft. He went to join the band. But Peter said, "You can't play that. It's broken. Besides, you're too little for this band." Willie went to the porch. He took his stuffed monkey out of the toy box and stuck the flute in the monkey's hands. Crash, crash. Thomas came to play the cymbals in the band. Crash, crash, crash. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Ping, ping, ping. Ta-ra-ra. Bam, bam, bam. And Willie wanted to be in the band. The band marched around the house. Crash, crash, crash. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Ping, ping, ping. Ta-ra-ra. Bam, bam, bam. When they got to the backyard again, the band stopped. There in the backyard was another band. A monkey with a flute, a clown doll with a guitar, and a teddy bear with a cardboard horn. And Willie was pulling them in his wagon. Thomas ran to join the animal band. Crash, crash, crash. Molly ran to follow Thomas. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Sarah ran to follow Molly. Ping, ping, ping. Daniel ran to follow Sarah. Ta-ra-ra. And Peter followed behind with a bam, bam, bam. Crash, crash, crash. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Ping, ping, ping. Ta-ra-ra. Bam, bam, bam. And where was Willie? Willie was leading the band.
Esau saw the soup. Esau saw the soup. Jacob made a meal and you had a deal. When Esau saw the soup.
Sure look hungry, just smell that lentil soup. It's got onions and gravy, and I know it'll taste real fine. It'll only cost your birthright, just sign on the dotted line.
Esau saw the soup. Esau saw the soup. Jacob made a meal and he knew he had a deal. When Esau saw the soup. Esau saw the soup. Jacob made a meal and he had a deal. When Esau saw the soup.
I bet you worked up quite an appetite, stomping through the fields all day. Just drive up to my window, I've got fast food ready made. What good is a house and land that your birthright would supply? 'Cause if you don't get food in your belly real soon, you're probably going to die.
Esau saw the soup. Esau saw the soup. Jacob made a meal and you had a deal. When Esau saw the soup. Esau saw the soup. Esau saw the soup. Jacob made a meal and he knew he had a deal. When Esau saw the soup.
Jacob, I'll do anything you say. For that little bowl of soup, I'll gladly sign my life away. But quickly, quickly fill that bowl, 'cause if you
don't, I may lose control.
Boys and girls, this is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Do you like visiting museums? Have you ever been in a museum of children's art? What if your museum were showing a collection of paintings of children and one of the pieces was mysteriously missing? That's what happens to Sammy and Ginny in this new Shoebox Kids mystery. Along the way, Sammy learns that helping others is part of what it means to be a Christian. Chapter 9, Deep in the Earth. Sammy and the others ran out of the garage and looked into the overgrown backyard. Dee Dee was nowhere in sight. "Help me!" they heard Dee Dee's voice again, but it sounded far away. "Dee Dee, where are you?" Sammy yelled. "I'm right here," she yelled back. "I fell down a hole." Mrs. Wallace and Mr. Teller drove up at that moment, and Chris and Maria ran to tell them what had happened. Mrs. Wallace ran to the backyard, and Mr. Teller went to his van to get a rope and a flashlight. "Dee Dee," Mrs. Wallace called over the high weeds, "are you all right?" I guess so," Dee Dee said quietly. "It's just dark down here." "Keep talking, Dee Dee, and we'll find you," Mrs. Wallace said. Mrs. Wallace, Mr. Teller, and the rest of the Shoebox Kids spread out at arm's length from each other. As Dee Dee kept calling, they slowly walked across the yard. Suddenly, Maria stopped. "I found her," Maria shouted. She was in the far end of the backyard. As the others joined her, Maria pushed the high weeds away to show a hole about a foot across in the ground. Sammy could hear Dee Dee's voice below them. Mr. Teller lay down on his stomach beside the hole and called down to Dee Dee. "Dee Dee, we're here now. Are you okay?" "Yeah," she said, and Sammy noticed that she didn't seem to be as scared now. "I got wet when I fell in here. What is this place? It feels like it's made out of cement." Mr. Teller shone his flashlight down at Dee Dee. Sure enough, Sammy could see her about 10 feet below them, standing in the water up to her knees. "It looks like some sort of old cistern," Mr. Teller said. "They used to use these to store water. The concrete on this one must have broken through here on the top." He shone his light around for Dee Dee to see. "Hold on, Dee Dee," Mr. Teller said. "I'll tie a loop in our rope. You put it under your arms, and we'll have you out of there in a jiffy." "Wait," Dee Dee said suddenly. Why would Dee Dee want to wait to get out of such a scary place? Sammy wondered. "I think I see something down here," Dee Dee said. "Mr. Teller, can I borrow your flashlight?" Mr. Teller tied his large flashlight to the end of the rope and lowered it down so Dee Dee could reach it. She grabbed it and took it loose. Then Sammy heard her slosh away from the hole where they huddled above her. After a long minute, she yelled back up to them. "There's some sort of pipe sticking into the side of the cistern," she yelled, "and there's something loose inside of it." "Pull it out," yelled Chris. Sammy heard her twisting it and struggling below them. "It's loose in there, but it won't come out. I can push it back in the pipe, but it drops back down." Sammy wanted to jump down in the hole with her and find out what it was she was talking about. "Describe it for us," Sammy finally shouted. "It's metal, and it's round like a tube," she shouted back, "but it has a cap on it. I think there's something in it." She was silent for another long moment. Then Sammy saw her come back to the hole. "Pull me up," she said. "I couldn't get it loose." Mr. Teller lowered the rope again, and Dee Dee put it under her arms. They pulled her up through the hole. When she got to the surface, Maria and Jenny hugged her. "I've never been so glad to see the sun," Dee Dee said, "and all of you." "We're glad to see you, too," Mrs. Wallace said. "You're sure you're all right?" Dee Dee nodded. "Just wet," she added. Mrs. Wallace went to get towels and some dry clothes for Dee Dee, who was already telling everyone what she saw. "It's like I said, I found a big pipe coming in from the side of the cistern." "It must have been a fill pipe or vent of some sort," Mr. Teller said. "Anyway, I saw something shiny sticking out of it," Dee Dee continued. "I tried to pull it out, but it must be attached to a rope or chain on the other end." "It fits!" Everyone turned around to see Jenny grinning and jumping up and down. "What fits?" Sammy asked. "The clues in the Bible." Jenny pulled a piece of paper out of her back pocket. "Look," she said, pointing at her scribbled notes. "The family Bible opened to Micah 7, verse 19, and I noticed that the word depths was underlined. Beside that verse were three others, Deuteronomy 5, verse 8, Romans 15, verse 20, and Revelation 20, verse 1. When I looked those verses up, each one had a word underlined as well, beneath, foundation, and chain. Mr. Matheson was trying to tell his children where he hid his last painting. Depths, beneath, foundation, chain. "It's in the pipe," Dee Dee exclaimed. "But how did he get it in there?" "Maybe that pipe comes out of the ground around here somewhere," Sammy said. "Most likely it comes out where the old studio used to stand," Mr. Teller said. "But we've already looked around for the concrete slab and couldn't find it," Chris said. "We need someone who can tell us where it is." "I know exactly where it is." Sammy saw Dee Dee turn and scream. When he turned, his mouth fell open. In the driveway facing them stood Mrs. Sheckley and the mysterious gray-haired man.
The story you have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 5, The Broken Dozen Mystery, written by Glenn Robinson, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Children come, don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.